Hola, hola, buenos días.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, it is Thursday. So, you know, Thursday, 9 o'clock, it is La Hora with Isela.
Y Gabriela.
On 1440 AM. So, we are live streaming on KVON.com. So, feel free to tune in when you can't listen to us on the radio.
And I think you also have us going live on Facebook, right?
I do, sort of, because we can't get it to stand up. So, and then it's in and out of connection.
What is our Facebook thing in case anyone wants to tune in through there?
They could do La Hora. What is that, Kate? La Hora. I can't remember.
I know Instagram thing. Is La Hora 1440 KVON.
So what I've been doing is I've been putting it on my post and then I'm tagging it back to, you know, this crap. Sorry. You know, I wish I could do
it directly.
It is so complicated. I wish we could just post it on our page, and for some reason it hasn't. We've had some difficulties where I'm actually posting on Instagram, and then it asks me for my password for Facebook when I click on the
Instagram. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, and this morning it worked fine. So, anyway.
Trabaja cuando quiere.
Anyway.
Como yo. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Happy jueves.
Happy jueves.
Did you hear
jueves? I was thinking about Friday.
Yes, I'm thinking about Friday. Ooh, goodness. Okay, so World Cup. Did you watch the game? If you didn't, France won. They were celebrating all weekend, so good for them.
Oh my gosh, did you hear? There was like people died because of the celebration. Like, no, I kid you not. It's crazy. And actually, I was in France in 2010 when Spain won the World Cup, and I saw how they partied because they were even excited for Spain to win. I saw people lighting up bottles on fire, throwing them at the walls. The police are like partaking in the festivities with them.
Like,
I saw people hopping on moving cars and like they're like bouncing it up and down. And then I see the driver get out. I'm thinking, oh God, a fight's about to go down. This guy gets out and he starts celebrating with the guy that jumped on his car. I'm like, what is going on? So I can only imagine what the celebration looked like this
Saturday. And then you woke up crudo and then you were off to watching the game early in the morning. I can only imagine how uncomfortable watching the game was. But, you know, after the win, I'm sure it was just go, go, go.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, third place, Belgium won against the UK. So, yay! I was really happy. You know what? I was on video when I told you who was going to win. So there is proof
that you caught
that. I called it. So I was waiting or expecting money, but I forgot I didn't bet. So, oh well.
You don't know about. I wonder how much money you could have made.
I know. So this last Friday, Napa County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, while I was wearing my agricultura hat, KVON, KVYON, 1440 AM, Will and Julissa Marcencia, our owners here, were recognized for their efforts during the fires. So, oh my gosh.
So snaps, clapping, props to them. That was truly amazing.
Yes. And you know what? It was what? 3 months into whenever they bought the
They had La Radio. Just bought in the radio.
Oh my gosh. So it was just kind of like, you know, I'm not going to say they were getting their feet wet. They kind of jumped into the fire.
They were kind of thrown into the flames, literally, because there was a fire going on.
And they were super humble throughout the entire ceremony. They offered recognition for their staff that were running 24/7 during that time. Of course, La Hora with Isela y Gabriela was not born until after the fire. So that
was large
due to the fires
of that communication gap for Nuestra Comunidad Latina, which is why we're here to serve all of you. Porque los queremos mucho.
Claro que sí.
And I'm just, you know.
I need like a sound effect for a kiss.
Right? Yeah, we got to talk to Nate about that. Let's see what kind of sound effects we can get going.
Yes, we need a couple little sound effects. So,
clapping.
Today, we do have a couple birthdays. And oh my gosh, we have little darling Riley Curry, Curry's
so
daughter.
Cute. She's so cute.
And if people do not remember her back 3 years ago when she stole the show during Steph Curry's post-game press conference, I'm sure everybody remembers that. It's all over the freaking web. I watched it again yesterday. I thought it was so adorable. But you know, me and my Latino, it's like, ¡ay, unas nalgadas! I want to check her. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, happy birthday, sweetie, on your lovely 5 years of life.
That's so cute. Their family's like the cutest family I've ever seen, especially with their new addition. I'm just like, can you all stop flooding my social media, but not really, because I love just looking at everything that you post.
I think Mama just gave birth, right? Yeah. Not too long ago. Yeah. And then I guess Steph had some commercial going on for, what is that, Under Armour or something. He's in a suit wearing some tennis shoes. She's like, oh my God, look at my baby. He's so cute. I'm like, they're so young, because I look at him and he looks like a young boy to me.
They're literally, you know what I mean? I think everyone looks up to him and thinks that they're so cute. Cardi B has, she's like calling him out in her new song. You know, she's like, I want to get married like that Steph Curry and Aisha type stuff. Like, aww. Yes, so cute.
It's so adorable. Happy National Get to Know Your Customer Day. So I have customers. I don't know that I can fulfill the get to know your customer today. Maybe tomorrow.
Then you late. Then you're what we like to say on here at Ahora. Ya llegaste tarde. No, but tomorrow is World Refugee Day. So if you're going to help out your customers, help them out today. Tomorrow, honor all of the refugees. So, you know, this show is largely going to be dedicated to, you know, a great man, Nelson Mandela, who inspired a ton of people to just resistance, never giving up hope, that beacon of light. And so, again, and then with tomorrow being World Refugee Day, so in honor of all those brave people who leave their homes, because you really have no choice, to all of the children right now that are being separated from their families. Here on our own soil, we're kind of dedicating the show to all of you and to our amazing Latino leaders that we have here in the Valle, or people who are helping out the Latino community. This is all a big celebration and dedication to all of you in honor of Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday yesterday, where he would have been 100.
Yeah, I think today's show is really going to be really awesome, just kind of remembering. And you know what? I hate the fact that I have to write a list of all these, of who we think are leaders in the community. I honestly think that our list has fallen short. Of course, as you come along, we'll be inviting you over to the show. There are some, during my list, I think we've had a couple people on the show already.
We have had a couple people on the show. And again, this list does not encompass every single person out there that is doing amazing, amazing work for our Latin American community.
Indeed.
You know, there's a ton of other people. So, you know, hey, if you're one of them, please reach out to us on Instagram, Laura1440KVON. We would love to have you on the show and talk about, you know, what amazing things you're doing for the community, because at the end of the day, the biggest thing that we can do when we, you know, utilize education is come back and give it back to our community and help out other people that maybe don't have the same resources that you do. You know, like, alguien te ha ayudado a ti para llegar a donde estás. So we kind of got to return that favor and keep helping other people out.
So sí, creo que again, the list is not in any kind of order, in no kind of order. And then also, también there are that incognito crowd. I know there's tons of people. When I go to meetings, we can fill up rooms, classrooms, when we're having seminars. You can't catch everyone's name while you're there. So there's a lot of paper pushers and policy movers and all this stuff that, you know, honestly, it does make it almost impossible to keep track of everything. But like Gabriela says, forward us a private message and let us know what you're doing for our community, maybe the state of California or counties, or on a national level. Do you want to go ahead and start the next segment?
Of course. No, so we really wanted to give a shout out again, celebrating and commemorating Nelson Mandela, who would have been 100 years young yesterday.
Yes. Because I keep looking at his face, and I'm like,
he does not look like he's 100.
Yeah, está bien lisita, bien cuidadita.
I mean, he died at 95, but still. Yeah. You know, he still looked good for 95.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you look like you 70. But we can't say, you know, in one paragraph, everything that he did during his lifetime to make this place a better planet. But one thing that we can say, which was pretty cool yesterday when he completed 100 years old, they actually released 255 letters that he'd written in prison, more than half of which had never been seen by the public
eye.
It was. And he described a lot of the pain that he went through. And I think one thing that really got to me was he had this aura about him that no matter the hardship that he went through, and you know, he was imprisoned essentially for trying to overthrow the apartheid regime, which, again, you know, like, you look at him and you have leaders like Martin Luther King and so many other activists, especially right now, again, given the current political climate, that are fighting for just justice and equality, from racism to sexism to xenophobia to so many other isms that you can list. And it's just like he didn't let that turn him bitter. There was a quote, and I'm not going to try to say it word for word, otherwise I totally botch it. But he was talking about how when he was finally freed, he needed to learn to kind of leave that pain behind,
right,
and to focus on true freedom. Otherwise, he was just like, my heart was still going to be in a cell block, mm-hmm. you know? And oftentimes, that's what we have to do in life. Cuando alguien te lastima, or even just given all of the crap that's going on, you know, like, you can't lose hope or be discouraged, because at the end of the day, like, that's like, if you hang on to that hatred, if you hang on to all of that, all you're doing is basically drinking a poison, expecting it to hurt somebody else. But at the end of the day, you're the only one that's feeling all of that. Esa amargura, the bitterness, all of it is staying in your heart, and the only person that's damaging,
you know,
is you.
And I'm gonna kind of interrupt there. I know that this is about Nelson Mandela, and in ¿quién había puesto un dicho? And it really was you need to feel hunger in order to luchar. You need to have a broken heart in order to luchar. And it said something like, you really need to touch rock bottom to luchar. Because there's a lot of people that are fighting, but a lot of people are like, meh, why are they fighting? Why are they crowding our streets? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? You know, and you've never had that empty pocket. You never had that broken heart.
You've never been in that position.
Right. Yeah. So if you don't have that passion behind you, nope, it ain't gonna happen. I can't remember who said it.
Oftentimes, it's because of the experiences that we go through that drive us to be like, no, like, this isn't how it needs to be. Like, we need to have equal access to this and to this and to this. And so it's just, I don't know. You make a really good case right there, you know. And that was something so beautiful about Nelson Mandela. He was truly a symbol for national unity. And even after everything he went through, you know, he ended up becoming the first black president of a post-apartheid South Africa, which I think is probably the most beautiful thing you can see, because you look at the mess of life that he went through that was just, you wouldn't want to wish that on anybody. And yet you see exactly how every piece just led to then him reaping the fruit of everything he'd worked so hard for, that, you know, like, he lost years of his life or in prison. He, you know, didn't get to bury like one of his children when they died. It was like he missed out on a lot.
He missed out on a ton of things. And something that I've, and you could possibly agree with me, but or not, but every time I seen him, whether it was on TV growing up, it was a smile on his face.
Yeah.
It does not matter how tough life had been on him and his family and all this stuff. Pero siempre una sonrisa en la cara.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, if any time I have to remember him, I've never remembered him with a serious frowny face or anything like that.
It's always like hope written across his face. It's always la lucha, you know, and that's why you really have to, at least me personally, I give a lot of props and thanks to, you know, him as a leader, to all of the other leaders that we have right now in our present day fighting, you know, for equal rights, equal access to tons of things, for everybody, every color of skin. Because sometimes we don't understand the sacrifices that many of them make. And yet, you know, even this man who didn't get to be around his family, who would choose, you know, to sacrifice himself and miss out on life for the betterment of an entire country, like, he went ahead and did that. And that's something, like, how many people can you honestly say that are that selfless? That is like, I'm willing to give up my entire self for all of you.
No. And it seems how we keep pushing forward, there's less and less. Excuse me. There's less and less personas that do that for anyone.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, who from the past are we bringing up that still lived in this future to give us a piece of that?
Yeah.
But now who do we have presently? And I know you made a reference to a couple of people that are helping us nationally. And I'm saying us because it is a step forward from wherever you look at it. Mm-hmm. Especially when you were talking about esta muchacha from the Bronx. And we'll be mentioning her name here shortly and what she had to do to overcome a bunch of BS. Sorry, because I was about to say a bad word again on the air.
They only allowed us to do that I gotta catch myself.
You're gonna have the guy sitting in here doing the beep button to bleeping
maybe
me
out. Maybe we need Nate to give us a bleep button for when we're feeling a little feisty.
Right, right.
No, but Obama was even giving a speech about it yesterday, where he was talking about Nelson Mandela, and he said something about how we really need to learn as a civilization to look at other people the way that Nelson Mandela viewed people, which is look at the human. Let's see ourselves in other people, because it's when we see ourselves in other people and we're not dehumanizing them that we recognize like that hurt or that pain or ouch. Like if that was happening to me, you know, how would I feel about this? You know, it goes back to like the old original golden rule, which is treat others the way you'd like to be treated. I mean, how many times do we hear that today when we grew up? How many times do we tell our children that? And yet as adults, we do not practice that.
No.
Mm-mm. And it is the most absurd, ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, I actually, and this is just to give an example, actually, this week, I was out at a client site, see, getting to know my clients, but not on the day.
Not on National Get to Know Your Client Day.
You know, one of my clients asked me, she closed the door. I really thought I was going to get let go for some reason. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to tell me no mas, you know, budget. It's too small. We can't have it. I always do that. I do that to myself. I don't know. I always think of the worst, hoping for the best, I guess. So anyway, long story short, we sat. And so she received a position that was much higher than everyone that I knew at the company. And she closed the door and said, what is going on, Isela? Like, not you, but what is going on? Why am I receiving so much negative vibes from everyone? From you, you're fine, you're good to work with, but I just wanted to know why. And I said,
from her advancing?
Yeah. Oh. And so what I said, I'm going to tell you a word we use here in California, because she's foreign born and came here on a visa. And she says, I said, we use a word called hater.
Yeah.
I said, and it is a sort of jealousy. And I said, and that's not your problem.
Nope.
That's their problem.
Yep.
I said, so you just keep doing with your badass self and you keep on. I said, and
real.
It really is. She's young, very, very beautiful, very persistent, and very organized. I can work with her. I achieve things. And unfortunately, you know, it just came out.
You
that
get
way.
Haters.
Like,
but that's the problem. That's the twisted, messed up problem. When others see you succeeding, they're just like, I don't know what it is. Instead of empowering each other,
yeah.
Especially women. Have you noticed that women do it the most to each other? We all want to be like, let's treat each other with equality. Let's have the same rights as men. But when it comes to women on women, it's very much like, oh, look at this girl. Let me talk bad about her. When it's just like, what has she done to you? What is she doing?
Why does she think she could come up in here with a pencil skirt on?
Yeah, it's like, this
skirt
for real.
Like it really is.
And the hating really is not just women on women, it's across the spectrum. And it's just like, haters are gonna hate, and at the end of the day, like, the worst mistake you could do is allowing them and that energy to seep into you and what you're doing and change up your whole game. Because at the end of the day, you have to stay true to who you are. You know what you've done to get to where you are, how hard you've worked for. They don't know your life story, and so the last thing you need to do is allow them to change any of that up. So,
you know, I'm going to bring up another little story, and I'm going to do this shout out too. And I'm probably sure she's probably listening. Laura Valencia. So Laura actually had a case where she was being honked at and la maldicieron, you know, le maldicieron. Yeah. And the guy behind her was like, beep, beep, get out of my way. And so she's purchasing her coffee, gives extra money and says, I would like you to buy that gentleman a coffee. And the guy behind me, they were like, really? You know, he was a little mean, whatever. She's like, and please tell him to have a wonderful day.
Taking the high road.
She takes off.
What does Michelle Obama say? When they go low, we go high.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I guess he might have caught up to her and said, no, here's your money. You know, got the guilt trip, of course. But it's like, you know, kill them with kindness.
Kill them with kindness. Words could not be truer. Because, you know, the only person is stupido in that moment was definitely him. That's how he was feeling.
There you go. God. gosh, I hate Thursdays because they fly. I really, really do hate Fridays.
I'm like, that's my only reason. Shoot, I keep Thursdays. Getting our time. I'm like, we're dipping into conversaciones, but I'm having a good time.
I know. We're like almost halfway through the show. But anyway, we're going to go to a commercial break. If you're just tuning in, this is 1440 La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440 AM. So please stay tuned for conversaciones. We're going to be talking about líderes de la comunidad latinoamericana, and that is here in our community and also outside. Stay tuned.
In California, putting up with crazy traffic isn't a choice. Semis passing over here, motorcycles over here, tailgaters back here, and up there, a guy who's driving like he's never seen rain before. But in Nissan, we do have a choice. Every day, we choose to build every car with Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Inside the Leaf, technology is designed around you, like available ProPilot Assist. It's here, here, and here. It helps keep you centered in your lane and connected to the road, preventing you from getting too close to the car on the left or the right or in front of you. But no matter how much technology we put in our cars, we'll always keep you in the driver's seat. The all-new Nissan Leaf, starting just under $30,000. Now the most exciting tech you can own is in your driveway.
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information. For well-qualified buyers, $29,990 MSRP excludes tax, title, license, and destination charge. Dealer sets actual price.
All right, I'm ready.
This is Steve Gorman Sports.
Yesterday, as probably anybody listening knows by now, France won their second World Cup, first in 20 years, with a victory over Croatia. The two things that stand out to me, Dan, that you don't have to be a soccer fanatic or even a fan, or you don't even have to care about the sport to at least get behind two storylines here. And the first is this. Anybody that's paying attention to this sport knows that in 2010, just two World Cups ago, the French national team set the gold standard for team division and dysfunction. They completely imploded at the World Cup in South Africa. They had players walking out of practice. They openly revolted against their team and their entire national federation. And 8 years later, they just won the World Cup. So I say that as, you know, it's an amazing story.
Steve Gorman Sports.
I'm in a nightmare hallucination.
Weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Community Grapevine.
You're invited to join us for Festival Napa Valley's 13th annual summer season, July 20th through the 29th, where the world's best classical, jazz, and dance artists perform in iconic Napa Valley settings. This summer, there are more free concerts than ever to choose from. Sundays at the Symphony, the Festival Live Chamber Music Series, the Grand Cru Piano Series, and more. Check out the complete festival schedule and reserve your seats now at festivalnapavalley.org. It's the 10 best days of summer.
Hola, hola, de regreso, feliz jueves.
Hola.
If you're just tuning in to La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela,
and we have just passed our first segment, and we're jumping into our second segment of conversaciones.
Whoop, whoop.
So vamos a hablar of líderes de la comunidad that are Latinoamericanos. And really, I mean, when we were putting this together, I really didn't mean this to be a list. This is just bullet points of people that we have really, at least for me, have influenced maybe me running for school board, mm-hmm. or just being more involved in my community because of them. I'd always love to do more if I could. And this segment is being influenced so much by the good deeds of Nelson Mandela, and that's why we kind of picked the theme,
yes.
so I can go with it. And so it's with great pleasure that we have great leadership that has influenced La Hermosura del Valle de Napa. And also, that doesn't mean that it's limited to our county or city limits.
Yep.
Like we mentioned previously in our first segment, that we do have other people that are fighting for us, nuestra gente. Maybe not directly, but it's giving us a name. And it's really, really nice to hear when we have Latinos or Latinas that are doing positive things,
of course.
Across the nation.
Of course, like Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. For those of you who don't know her, she was the 28-year-old Latina activist from the Bronx who beat Joe Crowley in the Democratic primaries this year. So he's one of the most powerful powerful Democrats in Congress. And she, this was actually her first time running as a candidate on a grassroots progressive movement, which, you know, she also took on the super controversial topic of abolishing ICE, which I know a lot of people tend to sway from taking on topics that are super controversial, but she didn't care. And she did it all without taking a cent from any corporate PACs. And she literally beat him. And she's a Latina. She's young. She's only 28. She's going to bring a lot of fresh perspective. And it's just, it's very exciting to see people of your roots, of your culture, fighting for rights, not just for our own people, but literally for everybody. And for her to take on such, I don't even know what I would call him. He's just has a lot of power. Joe Crowley just has a lot of power. And for her to take him on and to beat him.
Fearless.
Is just,
fearless.
Yeah, fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Girl power. Doing your thing, you know? And it's people like her. It's people like the people that, you know, we've been able to create a list, like you said, in our communities that just continue to put in that effort into helping everybody out. And sometimes, like you said, there's a lot of people that are behind the scenes that don't, you know, aren't the face of the entire movement or organization, but they're a part of it. And without all of them, so many of these things for a fight for equality, for a fight for
education. I mean, it's just so many programs here in the city. So, for example, I'm just going to put a couple names out there. And so one that I always wanted to say out on the air is Tala DeWittner.
Yes.
She was an advocate for our Latino community. Your mom worked for her.
My mom did work for her.
Teresa Foster worked for her.
Teresa Foster, who
I reside in the building.
Yep.
I have her office from the past, which is now, you know, reconstructed after the earthquake.
But her name is just so present within all of the community. You know, she helped
Citizenship
for so many people, and she helped establish Clinical Aid, which is now expanding over on, what is that, Gasser Drive, and it's going to be huge. Like,
yeah,
her image and her vision is forever imprinted on this valley just from the organizations that have stemmed from all of her hard work.
I'm not going to give her as much credit as I needed to. Hope Lugo, she's still here in the valley. Hope Lugo pursued improving the lives of the poor for many, many years. If I'm not mistaken, she also had family that were farm workers. And I mean, it's just like siempre le da, siempre da, siempre da los pobres, siempre está in those meetings with either Napa Hispanic Network. She's also the round tables for the Latinos. I mean, everywhere I go, I see hope somewhere. And I totally appreciate her. She is one of them that also, if I'm not mistaken, que también le dijo a Rosana that she was, you know, the hope and que todos están esperando aquí en el Valle.
Yeah, and you know, if you were talking about farm workers, then we can bring up Father Brinkle.
Yes. So he championed the cause for farm worker housing when it wasn't a thing. So he helped establish here in our county the 4 housing units. And so he really, really did a lot of outreach. You even mentioned that Brinkle had an impact on you when you were growing up.
Yeah, he was literally like my favorite father. I grew up in St. Helena. So it was just like when I had to attend Wednesday catechism classes, he was just that person that you just looked forward to seeing. Every conversation that I can remember having with that man was always a positive one. He has one of those just natural, raw, real hearts that is just filled with love and giving, and the energy that he gave off is just something that you wanted to surround yourself more of, you know. And so, you know, to learn, I didn't even know that he was the one that championed for the farm worker housing. So it's funny how growing up, you kind of just see these things that are there and you don't necessarily know
the
historical context exactly, or the fight that it took to get all that stuff, you know, because oftentimes we are just like, things are just given, but they're not. There's a story behind them.
Without further ado, Leon Garcia, mayor of American Canyon, for so many years, him and his lovely wife, there is not one event that he does not go to.
Yeah.
I mean, this man is absolutely everywhere. Today, I will call him out. He was not at Dunkin' Donuts when I arrived with his American Canyon police officer. So, I beat you. Hey.
No, but even, you know, when ICE was in Napa Valley, yes. I remember we went to a meeting where all of us were trying to figure out, okay, what are we going to do? How is this going to work? How can we get the information out to the community? And I think he had an event going on that night, and he skipped that event just to come talk and find out information about ICE and what we were going to do as leaders within our community. And I was like, mad respect, bro. Oh, mad yeah. respect.
Yes. So let's do Oscar the Haddle. He's a superintendent for Napa Valley College. He's a huge advocate for education. I'm going to put Maria Cisneros on blast. I know she's out on vacation in Puerto Vallarta somewhere. Valley Oak principal. She's a strong educational advocate in our valley. She's also the past president of Napa Hispanic Network. There are so many hats that she wears within mm-hmm. the school district. It is unbelievable, all the events and little things that she puts together here and there. And they're not little, excuse me. But they might seem little to other people, but when you see everything and all the labor she's in, mm-hmm. it's just ridiculous. So yeah. mad love to her. Speaking of the school district, I'm also going to put Patrick before I swing things into Gabriela's side of the studio. So Patrick Sweeney. And the reason why I put Patrick Sweeney, even though he was a guest, mad love for the guy. He actually integrated himself into the community without asking. Mm-hmm. Él no preguntó. He came. He did. He left. And mic dropped. What was it? 2-3 weeks ago.
Yep.
So you know what I mean? And those are the type of people that we want. Like, no andan pidiendo permiso. And we want to move the community
Action.
Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I love you, Patrick Sweeney, and thank you very much for the card.
Thank you very much for the card. No, and I also, you know, like, those are all fantastic leaders. You know, we also had Teresa Foster on the show, and I think she's incredibly worthy of mentioning as a leader in this community. Aside from taking on, you know, what Tala started with immigration, you know, now she's taken that to a whole other level, and she has her own immigration consulting office here in Napa Valley. She also is the committee member and event coordinator for the Napa County Hispanic Network, and she has her own TV show, Charlando con Teresa, where she brings in a ton of people making differences in the community. I think you had something else that she's also a part of.
She's the chair for the Napa Adult School, is what she is.
Yes, she is. And I think the couple weeks ago, she was like interviewing them and talking about, you know, their amazing feats on being able to graduate and do all that stuff. But she's really amazing just because I was having a conversation with her the other day after we were talking about the gala that's happening in September, where she's just, her vision is just like 20 years ahead. She's also, aside from all of the work that she does presently, she's also trying to see how do we build this so it can sustain itself? Because you have all of these leaders that have created all of these positive changes. And then it's like, where are the leaders then that come back mm-hmm. that are going to continue they're giving gonna, back yep. into the community? Because it's great that they're making all these changes, but we have to make the legacy continue. You know, and all of these, we need more Latinos up in the face of everything on school boards like you are on everything else, just so that we can show that, you know, we're going to continue thriving and rising. And then I know I also want to give a shout out to our owners, Will and Julissa Marcencia. They were, like we said earlier, recognized last Friday for their efforts within the community, especially during the October wildfires. But I think that they're also taking this radio to the next level and trying to include the entire community, both Anglo and Latin American, by diversifying the entire radio industry that we have here. And I think that's pretty cool because, again, you know, they had just owned the radio station for a couple of months when they were thrown into the chaos of the fires. And they have just been so amazing at tackling every issue, and they're staying hungry, and you know, they're still enjoying their life at the same time, but the footprint that they're making in the community is definitely very huge and very visible. So props to them. Props to Ian and Eduardo at the LGBTQ Community Connection. I know that we had them also on the show, but they're working diligently to bring unity around the LGBTQ community, and even more so taking it a step further and striving to involve Latin American families, which so often is something that we don't really like to talk about within our culture, and it's definitely something that we want to break down, and they're really pushing for that and trying to reach out to communities that otherwise sometimes you don't find that acceptance and that love.
And you know what? If we did have to put this into any kind of order or put someone at the top of the list, I would have to put Ian and Eduardo at the very top of that, because I've seen their work in action, because this was not an agency that we had here in Napa
no,
at all.
all. They literally started it from nothing.
So it was brand new. They broke the ice. Man, they serve ice, and then they gave you a Coke with it, una Pepsi with it. You know, and it was just... It's like a breath of fresh air, all the events that they're putting together, yeah. All the community involvement. Oh, my
constantly.
Gosh.
It's this one event happening, you know, once every right. 4 months. It's like bombarding you with
barbecues
every month.
Another picnic. Let's go to the Opera House.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Everything.
Yes. Awesome.
Everything. It's fantastic. And I guess one more person that I'd really like to mention, we also had him on our show. I think he was our first speaker. Our first guest on this show actually was Ricky Hurtado, who is now the president of the Napa County Hispanic Network. He's also the director for COPE, which helps out a lot of families. And I know him as always personally spearheading a lot of the marchas for the Familias Unidas. I always see him at church and the other people that he collabs with. And just to see somebody so young and so active in the community, it just really warms my heart because I relate to that as well. Because him and I are around the same age, and I'm just like, you know, it takes us because there were generations before us and now it's our turn and we got to keep that going, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely. So, again, this is just a list. I just feel like we just rampaged through that entire list of people. And so this is really a call to action for you guys to get your butts on over to our show because we would love to have you as another guest. And we'd like to have that conversation with you. Unfortunately, like Dala de Wittner, she's no longer with us. And so, unfortunately, that's not a conversation that we can have. I mean,
how amazing it would have been to have her on here.
That would have been awesome. Especially her working with your mom.
I know.
With Teresa.
It's somehow we're all connected. Isn't that one person like who's not even here connects with other people generations like across.
Yeah.
Like and I didn't even know you before. Like, I mean, I knew you knew my mom, but I didn't know you.
Yeah. And it wasn't until that intro at my office and then your mom like broke it down. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, I always felt very cozy. When people come into my office, they say my office is cozy. And I think I owe it to her.
Stella spirit in there.
Yeah. Alrighty, pues qué pasó? Que si apenas andan llegando, ya llegaron tarde, like I usually say. This is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on 1440. Feel free to like us on our Instagram page, so make sure you have the IG.
La Hora 1440 KVON.
Yes, and for our third segment, we got a couple of happenings that are happening in our town, so stay tuned. Hola, welcome back. This is La Hora with Isela
y Gabriela
on KVON. KVON 1440. So our last segment of the hour, we wanted to give you a couple of events that are going on. So I'll jump right into it. Napa City Nights is still going strong. If you want something fun to do for your Friday night this summer, head to the Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Napa to catch all the awesome live bands. This event is free and
gratis.
It's held. Yes, gratis. Muy gratis. Mucho, mucho gratis. Held every Friday from 6:30 to 10 p.m.
If you want some more free things, Porch Fest is coming up July 29th. It's going to be all along 2nd Street at the Napa County Landmark starting from 12:30 to 5 p.m. Go ahead and check out napaporchfest.org for more information because it's basically going to be a party on a whole bunch of porches that day. How cool is that? Just walking around,
I know.
Drinking your hand. Ain't nobody tell me
nothing. Excuse me while I walk on your porch.
Yeah, straight. I don't know how I'd feel about that, offering my porch to a whole bunch of random strangers.
I think the bands play on your porch, and then you're looking up at them or something.
I'd want to
like
have a band on my porch.
I have never been able to go because I was, you know, busy doing other stuff, events that happened on that same Sunday.
Yeah.
So, jumping into another important event, we do have the Be Kind event. There's no cost to attend and participate in the event. Bring a sign highlighting the kindness and gather at Yountville Community Center at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, August 18th. So we have quite some time for you to get that sign ready. Participants will walk through town to nearby Napa Valley Museum, Yountville, where they'll be met with musicians, sweet treats, art projects, and speakers focused on compassion and
benevolence.
I'm sorry.
I love that. That's so sweet.
Benevolence. It sounds so elegant.
Duh, like Abuela.
The goal of the day is to spotlight the power of kindness to strengthen the community. Live music by Smart Fellers. Fellers or Fellas?
Fellers, I think.
I know. Gordon Lustig. Free treats provided by Annie the Baker, Alexis Baking Company, The Model Bakery,
Yum.
And Three Twins Ice Cream. So please share, and invite all your friends and family. This is a Facebook event, so look them up. It's called Be Kind Event.
And then this Saturday, the Napa Valley Family Biking Workshop is coming from 10 to 12. So the workshop is free, gratis, again, bringing you lots of free things. Para que no nos digan, oh, I can't go to your events, they cost money. Nah, right here we like to bring you tons of free events because that way you don't have any excuses. It's going to take place at Vintage High's multi-purpose room, and it'll be led by nationally certified bicycle safety instructors. And they're going to just basically be providing kids and their parents with skills and confidence necessary to ride safely around town and with traffic, and with that cool new bike trail that leads all the way to Yountville, which if you haven't done it, it is so much fun.
Yes,
I definitely recommend you do it. It's going to take you about 2 hours, depending on where you start, but it's well worth it. Definitely go ahead and check it out. It'll be super cool. So RSVP or email to M as in Mary Oliver at NapaBike.org, or you can call 258-6317.
So third Thursdays of the month is third Thursdays at DeRosa. So join us or join them the third Thursday at the month for drinks, music, and art-related activities. Drop-ins are welcome. So it includes a drop-in sewing project by artist Lexa Walsh. It's $5 to get in. And of course, if you want to give them a buzz for more information, feel free to do so at 707-226-5999.
Also, be sure to check out your grocery outlet bargain market. They're going to do this hunger drive. It goes all the way till the 31st of July. And, you know, summer months are a time for food insecurity for a lot of people. Isel, I know you were telling me that Napa High does the lunches. So for anybody out there, you know, si están preocupados porque no saben cómo van a poder darles de comer a sus hijos durante el lonche o el desayuno o la cena, están sirviendo... ¿A qué horas? ¿De qué horas?
So I believe it goes on from like 11, and it's the school district is putting it together, and I think they distribute at Napa High.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So yep, lunch is happening at Napa High starting at 11 in case, you know, you don't have access to food right now that your children are out during the summer months. But again, also to the grocery outlet bargain market, our local one right here off Imola is doing a hunger drive to kind of try to combat a lot of the food insecurity that all of these children and families go through when school is out for the summer. So if you check out your local grocery outlet, they'll have the deals for you exactly on what they're doing, whether it's collecting cans or cash or all of those lovely things. And I also know, oh, did you have something?
I was just going to say, a veces nos quejamos, sometimes we're always like questioning the school or the school district. Come out to our monthly meetings. They usually happen during the school year. We have like normal, the first and the third Thursday of each night. Ahí los esperamos cada noche. There's a podium. If you have something to say, you feel, or would like to see change, come out and support us, and we'd love to hear you. Okay?
Yes. And Lilliput Families, which is a private nonprofit that works with the foster care system, they're going to be having a back-to-school drive for Napa County's foster youth children. So if you're interested in donating any supplies, go ahead and contact 299-3909. Maybe ask what exactly they need. Or you can email them. It's at napa.office@lilliput, which is LILLIP as in Paul, UT for Tom, .org.
So what you got going for the rest of the week, my dear?
Hanging out. This is the first weekend that I don't have plans, which feels so nice because lately on Monday when I show up to work, I'm just like, man, I know we just had a weekend, but like, I didn't even get to rest this weekend. I'm exhausted.
Yeah. I really do think that there was a lot of community events over the weekend, and I'm like,
over like the last two weeks,
gosh.
I feel like everybody's been like hitting me up saying, you ready for this? You ready for that? And I'm like,
no, No, give me 2 minutes.
I'm like, I feel like summer 2018, the model's like, I'm broke, but I'm down, like, okay. But then I end up being so tired later.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I'm going to take to myself. We'll see what I do. Well, you know, whatever it is that I do, I'm going to relax.
Good. Good for you. Everyone needs a little bit of relaxation time, especially like, oh gosh, I know summer's about to be over here. I don't mean over, but I mean, I consider it when school starts up for the boys. And so once that's
one of the boys, or is Demetrio going to college?
Demetrio's going to college. Hey, he'll probably go locally. He wanted to do City College, so now he's thinking about local. Hey, Napa Valley College.
Hey, Napa Valley College is amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Props to NBC. Whoop, whoop.
Yes. And we did do a couple mentions, so I believe Jose Hernandez and Mr. Oscar De Aro, who work at Napa Valley College. And so again, we're concluding our show. It is always a pleasure being on the radio, being here for you, and giving you just a little opinion about how things are going down here in our community.
Amen.
So we want to close off with Dicho of the Week. And of course, who was it inspired by? Mr. Nelson Mandela. Everyone can rise above their circumstances and achieve success if they are dedicated to and passionate about what they do.
Todos pueden elevarse por encima de sus circunstancias y lograr el triunfo si son dedicados y apasionados por lo que hacen.
Hey.
By our beautiful and sweet Nelson Mandela. Happy 100 yesterday.
Yes, happy 100. Years young, right?
Years young, yes.
I love that. So we have just passed our entire show, and like we say, you are late. So
you gotta set an alarm if you're barely tuning in. Make sure you get here 55 minutes ago.
Right. So it's with great disappointment that we're closing our show, and we're not going to see you till next week. So, hey, hit us up on the Instagram. What did we say? It's at La Hora 1440 KVON. Just like that, at La Hora 1440 KVON. Send us a couple of your ideas. We want to start una conversación, whether it's with you, somebody from the local community, or someone that is just being a powerhouse here in town, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Aquí los esperamos la siguiente semana.
Have
Take
a
care.
Fabulous weekend.